A granary would be a building where it was built, usually rat-proofed, to so you could store wheat, oats, or feed. But that wasn't an expression that I ever used.
Well, talking about a barn, you call the upper part of the barn where hay is stored. That would be the
hayloft. Now, from my childhood at my mother's home, when I visited there, it was always up in the loft. But now, down here, a lot of people call it a hay mow. And I think it came from the Yankee people. I called it, a lot of people moving in from Nebraska, that area. And they would call them a hay mow.
Well, talking about hay, after it's cut, how would it be gathered, say, before it's baled?
Windrowed, usually.
What exactly is that?
Well, it's raked up from being just laid out flat into a long row. Then they would have a machine that would go along and pick this up kind of from this long row and stack it into a haystack.
How was that thing shaped, roughly?
The stack? Well, most of them we had just a roughly conical shape, like a beehive, and we'd just get it into a pile. And then, well, back in the early days, this windrower, they might even just put it loose on wagons and bring it into a fixed baler. The first balers I ever saw were machines that were relatively stationary. And at that time, powered by a mule, a horse would walk round and round in a circle, and they would feed the hay into this baler. Later on, as balers got more portable, they would move them to different stacks in the field. Of course, now they pick it up and bale it all in one process.
Mm-hmm. The way in constructing this haystack, was a pole ever used, stacking the hay around that?
Well, if the hay was going to be left in a haystack for storage for a period of time, like for winter feeding, a lot of times they would put a pole in the middle, stack it around it, and then right on the top of the pole, I think they had a metal collar of some kind that would go around it, and to keep the water from running down the center and let the outer part of the hay act as a roofing material, shield the water. But now the ones that I'm thinking of, this hay, I don't think they put a pole in the middle if they were just stacking it, getting ready to bale it.
So that was a wagon that was used to bring the hay in from the field. Was there ever any type of frame affair on that thing, kind of extended the size so that more hay could be placed on it than normally?
I've seen those devices, but I really don't remember them in connection with any of the, because most of the hay that I recall that we used, that I've seen around here, well, I take it back. At my mother's home, I never saw hay brought in loose and stored. It was always baled. But down here, a lot of the farmers put loose hay into the hayloft. And they'd have to get up in there and stack it. Now, I believe when they haul the hay in loose, they put some kind of rack on the wagon to pick that up. But it was different in the custom of the two areas.
Well, say if a farmer wanted to store some hay outside in a place other than the barn, do you have things around here really as type of some sort of shelter that may consist of just a few poles and some type of roof to cover the hay? Do you have that type of thing around here?
I really don't know that.